Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
It is customary for a newly ordained priest to ask another older priest to preach at his first Mass. A priest known for his wisdom, experience, insight. But since none of them were available so early on a Monday morning, I'm happy to step in. And truly, though, I am grateful and honored by Father Gerard's request. Other priests who have done this may feel what I felt while I was preparing. I feel like, in a way, I'm preaching to a younger version of myself. What would I say after so many years of priesthood if I could to myself? What truths have been reinforced by experience? And among many, a few in particular come to mind. The first comes from St. Charles de Foucauld, in a short passage that I already shared with Father Gerard and Father Moses during the retreat. He wrote to a deacon preparing for ordination in the late 1800s, saying that, "Remember that the fruit that you will bear as a priest will be proportionate to your union with Christ. The fruit you bear will be commensurate, will be proportionate to your union with Christ. No union, no fruit." And this speaks of the crucial place of the interior life in the life of the priest, which, as one gets busier and busier, needs greater and greater intentionality and greater effort. The apostles needed to be told when they returned and told Jesus all that they had done and taught, they needed to be told, "Come away. Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." And when he says, even in today's gospel, that he has nowhere to rest his head, that means, "Come away and rest with me, because I am your rest." And that really has to be something we take to heart as priests, that Christ, in the end, is our rest, the rest for our souls, the rest for our interior life. We have to be so interiorly engaged with the Lord that we're constantly fascinated by him, that we're constantly in conversation with him, sometimes struggling with him, sometimes questioning him, but always seeking to know him more deeply and to do his will more completely. Because to be in union with Christ means today what it meant in the first century and the late 1800s and the 21st century, that he who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And that tells us, as priests, that in order to do his will and to be united to him, we have to abide in his love. And whether we feel his love or not, whether we're convinced of it or not, is not a matter of indifference. We can't get this part wrong. Doing his will and bearing fruit depends on whether I know God's love for me as real, deep, penetrating. It's especially helpful to approach our holy communions in just this way, to hear the Lord saying when we receive him, "I hope you feel loved. I hope you feel loved. Because you are. You are my beloved son, and I look at you with such depth of love and pride. I love you. And at this moment, I want you to be totally filled with the love that I have for you. Our Lady could do the will of God because she was so completely penetrated by this love. And so with all the saints, they bear such fruit, and they do so with kind of a shocking zeal and joy because they know the madness of God's love for them. And we are of their kind. We are fellow citizens with the saints. A second point comes from something I heard just recently from the Eparch of the Armenian Catholic Church in Glendale. I serve in the Armenian Catholic Eparchy, and we recently had an auxiliary bishop ordained. And at his first Mass as bishop, which was just a couple weeks ago, the Eparch addressed his new auxiliary bishop at the Mass with these words: "I hope that you will help us all to carry the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you will help us all to carry the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." As priests and as disciples, we all have our own cross. And as we encounter so many souls over the course of a lifetime, we find ourselves reflected in each and every one of them. Everybody has a secret grief, a secret sorrow, and one that's not so secret, and one that's plain to see. And we all need a father to tell us, "You can do it. You can do it." We all need that father, that spiritual father who has carried his own cross and has known his weakness and has known the surpassing power of God in his frailty, to look another sinner in the eye and say, "You can do this, my child. You can do this." We have to be living proof that the Christian life is not only an ideal, but a reality that I know personally. Saint José María Escrivá says, "The Lord has called you to be another Christ, ipse Christus, Christ himself. And do not forget what he said to the apostle, 'My grace is enough for you,' which is confirmation that if you want to, you can. You can." That encouragement that we all need will never be misplaced, never be unneeded. And it is a beautiful thing that priests have to offer, and so many souls have found themselves comforted and heartened in the confessional and outside the confessional by just a word of encouragement from a priest. And lastly, after so many years of ministry, some priests develop a personal motto, something that kind of sums up their approach to ministry. And one Franciscan I met a number of years ago with an unparalleled sense of humor, although what he had to say was not a joke, he used to say, "Do good and disappear. Do good and disappear." It's something along the lines of, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." Or as Saint José María again would say, "I have to pass unnoticed. I have to pass unnoticed and disappear so that Jesus alone may shine." Father Gerard, you will often marvel at the good God does through you, which will exceed whatever you can imagine. The souls he will touch, the souls he touches in spite of us, at the most unplanned for moments of life. But we marvel in thanksgiving and without taking credit to ourselves, but rejoicing all along that God has used us to do such good. Our own Father Leo, a man of many mottos, many mottos, he used to say, or he told me this one time, all the glory goes to God, but it's nice to know we cooperated. And you, Father Gerard, have cooperated for so many years to reach this moment. It's not easy to be a seminarian. Hubert von Zeller says it's a combination of kindergarten and boot camp, right? It's not easy to walk in that balance. But you've cooperated, and you've experienced the grace of God, and you know your weakness, and you know his strength. Enough said. And I pray, and we all pray, that that cooperation may deepen, that your knowledge of the Lord may deepen, and that together your deep knowledge of the Lord, your cooperation, and your carrying of the cross will bring forth much fruit. For this is my Father's will, that you go and bear much fruit.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.